Milkbone in your pocket? Since I welcome any opportunity to tease my partner, Valentine's Day provides yet another opportunity. I'll be gentle. I've been with a guy for half my life, which translates into a heapin' helpin' of dog years. For that, he deserves a medal, not a hard time. Speaking of dogs, if he were a canine, he'd be a mixed breed. Amorous like a Chihuahua, clever like a Border Collie, and regal as a Beagle. Those are his words, not mine. While reading an online personality profile, I asked Paul what three dogs he considered himself. And for the record, amorous isn't the actual word he used, but I've done a titch of editing. I'd throw in a tough breed for Paul, such as a Bull Mastiff or Siberian Husky, because my husband is no lapdog, nor is he easily riled. A perfect example was when I opened a letter from his doctor's office, describing a simple test he's scheduled to undergo. I read it aloud while we ate fajitas in a restaurant. Although the letter referred to minimal discomfort, I changed the wording to substantial discomfort. Pause. No reaction. I decided to roll up my sleeves. If further tests are required, the letter continued, you may need a tiny wire placed through the skin, about the size of an immunization needle. Of course, I changed that phrase to a 2-inch incision requiring several stitches. Again, no reaction. I bit my lip to keep from giggling and watched as he casually dipped into his salsa. Honey, doesn't that worry you? An incision? Stitches. He shook his head and shrugged.
Oh well, whatever.
Like I said, he's one tough husky. I grow faint when tweezing my eyebrows. If I ever show up at your party with a unibrow, you'll know why. People put a lot of pressure on Valentine's Day, determined to exchange the perfect gift and sentimental card that expresses their love. Same goes for the scrutiny placed on marriage. Marriage can be overrated, especially when people don't respect the promises they jointly make. Actions speak louder than signatures on any old marriage certificate, no matter how much dust has built up over the years. I'm a firm believer that love is demonstrated by how couples share their lives. It's the day-to-day challenges they conquer and the effort they make to protect each other. During an occasional trying moment, I hear Paul mutter,
I should have taken a wrong turn on the way to the church.
No way, I quickly reply. Who'd be here to brag about you, you big stud? Now go eat your kibble. Either I still love him, or I really need to get a dog. Happy Valentine's Day, honey.